Answering Objections by Linford Beachey, published by Present Truth Ministries, John chapter 10, verse 30. Jesus said, "I and my Father are one." This has caused many to be confused into thinking that Jesus is the Father, or is somehow joined to him in a way that makes the Father and Son a compound being. This faulty conclusion need not be reached. It is helpful to read the context. Jesus said, "I and my Father are one." Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, "Many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of those works do you stone me?" The Jews answered him, saying, "For a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, and because that thou, being a man, makest thyself God." Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law, 'I said, ye are gods'? If he called them gods, unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, say ye of him, whom the Father has sanctified and sent into the world, 'Thou blasphemest, because I said, I am the Son of God'?" John chapter 10, verses 30 through 36. Jesus' response to this charge of blasphemy was twofold. First, he addressed their use of the word God. He explained that the word God can have a broad meaning, even to include humans. In the Bible, the word God has several different meanings. In a very limited sense, men are called gods. Both the Greek word theos and the Hebrew word Elohim, which are most often translated God, are used in reference to men. See Exodus chapter 7, verse 1, Psalm chapter 82, verse 6, John chapter 10, verse 34. When the word God is used in that sense, then there are hundreds and thousands of gods. In a less limited sense, angels are called gods. David wrote about man, "For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, Elohim," Psalm chapter 8, verse 5. The word angels in this verse comes from the Hebrew word Elohim. The way Elohim is used here, it denotes a type of being that is higher than man, but it is still used in a limited sense. And with this definition, there would still be many gods. In reference to Christ, the word God is used in a much less limited sense, to denote his nature as being on the same level as his Father, something that cannot be said about any other being in the universe. The Bible says that Christ was in the form of God, Philippians chapter 2, verse 6. But even when the word God is used of Christ, it is used in a limited sense, because Christ has a God who is the head of Christ, above all and greater than he, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 6, and John chapter 14, verse 28. When the word God is used in its absolute and unlimited sense, there is only one person to whom it can apply, God the Father alone. Jesus said that his Father is the only true God, John chapter 17, verse 3. Paul said there is none other God but one, God the Father, 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 4 and 6. He basically said, "Don't be so touchy about the word God. Even humans are called God." After disarming them regarding the use of the word God, Jesus denied the charge of claiming to be God, pointing out that his claim was merely to be the Son of God. The Jews evidently understood his words, because when he was finally charged for blasphemy and condemned to death, the accusation was that he claimed to be the Son of God. When brought before Caiaphas, the Bible says, Jesus held his peace, and the high priest answered and said unto him, "I adjure thee by the living God that thou tell us whether thou be the Christ, the Son of God." Matthew chapter 26, verse 63. Luke's account says, "Then said they all, Art thou the Son of God? And he said unto them, Ye say that I am. And they said, What need we any further witness? For we ourselves have heard of his own mouth." Luke chapter 22, verses 70 and 71. After this, Jesus was brought before Pilate, and when Pilate said he could find no fault in him, the Jews answered him, "We have a law, and by our law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God." John chapter 19, verse 7. The jeering crowd at Christ's crucifixion said, "He trusted in God, let him deliver him now, if he will have him, for he said, I am the Son of God." Matthew chapter 27, verse 43. Naturally, the strongest accusations about Christ would come from those who condemned him to death. If they could have legitimately accused him of claiming to be God, they would have. Yet they all said that his claim was that he is the Son of God. This is exactly who Jesus said he is. Matthew chapter 26, verse 63 and 64. Luke chapter 22, verses 70 and 71. Jesus never claimed to be God. The only time he was accused of such a claim, he flatly denied this charge.